Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Goodyear will have to change its name to Badyear. I've lost count of the number of people I've heard or read say Goodyear tires have branded themselves haters of free speech, Marxist-loving radicals that do not deserve our business. America hating, despising, liberty loathing, politically... Anyway, I'm done with them. Let's see. Oh, how about tips for escaping the vaccination Nazis that are sure to come? Why there is never a justification for demanding the surrender of our inalienable rights for no reason ever. Anyway, of course, the brain masseur must weigh in order to enter the ring of the DNC convention and the raging debate over Biden's wonderful, amazing, hit it out of the park speech that belies all Trump's claims that doddering Biden can't pass a cognitive test. What are Democrats voting for in November anyway? Voter fraud continues to be a major concern, and that'll take us into the conspiracy to make Nancy Pelosi president. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Escaping the vaccination Nazis. Why demanding we surrender any inalienable right is never justified. Look, it's because of the corruption, my friend. Bill Gates and his buddy Fauci are in the vaccine business. Gates is on record advocating for depopulation. Fauci is on record for being a liar. Now, I am disappointed in Fauci because he knows the mask protocol is not the proper PPE, personal protective equipment, for protection against a virus as small as the COVID-19 particle. According to OSHA-certified instructor and professional PPE expert, and PPE, remember, refers to personal protective equipment, specifically equipment, by the way, to protect healthcare workers when working around pathogens, you know, the stuff that makes you sick. Anyway, someone who has worked as a professional in this field for 20 years, her name is Tammy Harima, and she is the sort of person doctors rely on for information about what they need to wear and do for protection while they're dealing with pathogens. She explained that the N95 is only effective for particles that are 300 nanometers or larger. A nanometer is a billionth of a meter. Wow. This is corroborated by several studies I've looked at, and one from Ansel Cares in a publication titled Respiratory Protection in Surgery, and you can find that document online and look at page 11. I did read one study, by the way, that said the N95 in some more recent studies has blocked particles that are between 100 and 300 nanometers. I didn't have time to read that study. My experience with these things is that these later studies are often fudged, I've noticed. You heard me bring that out a while back. They are forced to support the current politically correct mantras. So when I read 100 to 300 nanometers, I notice that's quite a range. And I ask, why a range? I haven't seen that before. Typically, in the many studies I've read, they don't give you a range. If the mask is effective at blocking a particle that's 100 nanometers, why bother presenting a range of 100 to 300? You do that sort of thing when you need to manipulate the data in order to support the dictatorships of demon-crap politicians like Whitmer and Newsom, But when I know that the pre-COVID consensus for the N95 was efficient protection down to 300 nanometers, well, I'm inclined to go with this expert who told us that's what she knows about the N95 in terms of its filtering efficiency. So the N95 cannot effectively protect against a particle smaller than 300 nanometers. And even that is only when it's worn properly. The COVID-19 particle is 120 nanometers. By the way, I need to make a correction. A few weeks ago, I said the methanthiol particle that passes through our clothing and flatulence was larger than COVID-19 particle, and it turns out to be an error. It's actually significantly smaller. I read methanthiol size in micrometers rather than nanometers. It was NM instead of MM, and I missed it. For correction, the methanthiol is 0.4 nanometers, not micrometers, whereas COVID-19 is 120 nanometers. Nevertheless, according to CDC and the FDA, N95 masks are not recommended for use by the general public. So all of you wearing an N95 about town, you're not following CDC or FDA government regulations. You are in violation. All right, then. What about the masks you are encouraged to wear? Well, let's start with a standard surgical mask. Guess what? The surgical mask is only efficient to block particles that are 5 microns or larger. Now, folks, a micron is 1,000 times larger than a nanometer. In other words, that surgical mask you're wearing allows COVID-19 to fly through your mask in either direction like a bee through a chain link fence. Ha ha. But really, the COVID-19 particle is 120 nanometers. The smallest particle a surgical mask can effectively block is 5,000 nanometers. Okay? So it just gets worse, my friend. Now we go to the cloth masks, and no one bothers. I can't find any clinical trials for cloth masks protecting anyone from pathogens because the only thing cloth masks are good for is hiding your identity when you're robbing a bank or demonstrating your subservience to the state dictators. Because as Fauci, who said you don't need to wear them before he said you need to wear them, tells us that masks are largely symbolic. Their usefulness medically is to keep everyone mindful that a pandemic has passed this way once upon a time, because anything for which there is a 98.5% recovery rate is not a health crisis. Get real, people. So why the continued hype about wearing a mask? Well, kind of like what drives a nation to war, it's multi-layered. For example, Gates and Fauci want to sell a vaccine. Some suggest even more nefarious motives, such as planting a chip in each of us so they can track us. You know, real Mark of the Beast type stuff, like receive the vaccine and be certified that you have it, or you can't buy or sell. I'll speak to that Sunday night, but it's probably more about making a lot of money than it is about inserting tracers in all of us. And then there are those who are convinced the vaccine is essential to our personal and public health. You know, the people who believe mankind crawled out of a primordial soup and finally evolved into an advanced ape. Folks who believe those sorts of fairy tales are susceptible to believe, well, anything. You know, science is no longer a factor. Then there are those who stopped using their mind for anything beyond entertainment and have long ago surrendered their brains to the control of the state. So like bobbleheads in a bouncing car, they go along with whatever they're allowed to think by the politically correct cancel culture Nazis. And then there are tyrannical democrat politicians who want to use it to test and train for compliance in preparation for the coming dictatorship in the New World Order. So what are you going to do if they come after you? If the democrats continue to hold power over us and begin forcing us to receive their vaccine. Well, here is a meme that I received giving us some advice. Let's go over it. It is titled, How to Legally Decline a Vaccine. Step 1, do not refuse a vaccine. Whoever prepared this, and the person is not identified in this meme, but they explain, quote, otherwise you will be considered belligerent, end quote. Now, they spelled belligerent correctly, so that's very hopeful. The advisor offers an alternative to being marked as belligerent. What you do is, quote, politely decline the service by doing the following, end quote. And he goes on to say, step 2, or she, ask the doctor if the vaccine has MRC5. And this person tells us they all do. MRC5 comes from aborted fetal cells and other DNA. And I verified this. Thank you to those who sent some articles to me on this matter. And by the way, I appreciate all who send material to me. Any of you who want to go the extra mile and vet it some to help me out, boy, you receive a huge thank you. But I appreciate all any of my listeners sending information to me because I can't keep up with all this without your help. But I do encourage you to vet this stuff before you buy into it because there is a lot of fake news going on out there, friend. Anyway, the information I have suggests that virtually all vaccines today do use material that is harvested from aborted babies, but not all. But I think that from what the tenor of what I read suggests that it's a reasonable default to say all of them. The preparer of this meme tells us if the vaccine contains MRC5, upon that basis, you have the right to decline, but he or she did not explain why in that case you have the right to decline. And this is what I mean by vetting time that's required in some of these things. If I had the time, I would have done some research on court cases where support for refusing a vaccine or other medical treatment based on a conscientious objection of this sort was established as a precedent in law. You see, I'm suspicious about that because of some of the stuff the Jehovah's Witnesses ran into a little while back. My question is this: is this person telling me that I don't have the right to refuse a vaccine unless I can verify that it contains MRC5 or something like that? Or the next thing he or she suggests that we should do? Step 3 is offered. We can ask the doctor if there is a possibility of latrogenic reaction. I did some research on latrogenic reaction, and sure enough, there is a large body of evidence supporting concerns about adverse reactions to vaccines. Apparently they, and by they, I mean the government medical bureaucrats, labor to hide this, to control how much the public learns about this. And that's because they are, well, they're such good people. You know, they're good. And they have the public welfare in mind. And they desire to protect us from ourselves. And they know if this information got out there and became generally known, well, people who have a mind of their own might decide not to receive the vaccination. You see? So it's for our own good that they lie to us, you see. The reason I wanted to share this with you is actually for multiple reasons. First, I think it's good information. My friends, you should know that vaccines include use of material that's harvested from aborted babies. You should be aware of the adverse effects arising from vaccines. And these adverse effects have been increasing over the last few decades. And today, they're not at all uncommon. This is good information, and I wanted you to have it. Second, I think it's a reasonable strategy. You know, really, it's reasonable to demonstrate you have a knowledge and that you have reasonable concerns about using a vaccine, rather than to simply come across as an anti-vaxxer, right? None of us wants that stigma upon us. They've been trying to stereotype those who resist the push for vaccinations as persons against science. So I think it's a fine approach. I think it's a good idea. But here's what I don't like about this kind of approach. I don't like conceding any measure of liberty to refuse any medical treatment I don't want. I don't like having to play a little dance around these guys. It's none of their business why I don't want to take the vaccine. It's enough that I don't want to take it. I think I have the right to tell anyone they can't stick a needle in me without my consent. Period. I don't believe any of the reasons provided here are greater than that reason. I don't want your vaccine. Enough. Furthermore, I don't have to explain why. I'm tired of this constant erosion of our personal liberties, where we're being taught to think like my friends did in Russia when they were under communism. I've been there 9 times following the fall of the Berlin Wall, and I've talked to them in many, many intimate conversations where they explained to me what was going on there. Let me tell you something. These people are conditioning us to think like that. So my approach is going to be a bit modified first. I'll explain to my doctor, I don't want your vaccination. You can't force me to receive it. Bye. I have no reason to trust government with my health care. I have every reason not to, especially in today's environment. I have no desire to give up my autonomy in the matter. After that, I will be happy to explain that I don't want aborted baby material injected into my body. And I'm aware of the latrogenic reactions attributed to vaccinations, and I have decided for conscience and for health to decline the vaccine. Okay? You see, folks, we've got to stop allowing these people to further erode our liberties and our personal dignity by using health, you know, their concerns about our health as a cover for their wicked desire to control our lives and take away our liberties. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, and this enemy wants to steal from us our liberties. Well, let's take a look at this amazing Biden speech. I agree with Rush. Biden looked scared to me. Yeah, the guy was reading from a teleprompter in some COVID bunker. What was he afraid of? As for delivery, in my opinion, he gets a C. It was bland, in my view. Lifeless, without unction, and really very low on originality. Those who pretend that Biden is Reagan-esque? Wow. They're just trying too hard. It would be great to put up a side-by-side of Biden and Reagan giving a speech. What a laugh. Let's go through the transcript of this speech. He accuses Trump of cloaking America in darkness, of promoting fear and division. Well, you know, that is exactly what the Democrats are doing 24/7. So here's another speech that goes under the category of whatever liberals accuse others of doing, that's what liberals are doing. Only a moron can fail to see that it's liberals that are promoting fear and division in this country. So I'm not even going to go through a litany of the evidence. It's obvious. As for darkness, you got to be kidding me. Obama was the most opaque presidency in recent history. Fast and Furious, Spygate, hey, how about the promise that we would see any legislation 72 hours before he would sign it? Can anyone spell Obamacare? Remember that? Flopping multiple thousands of pages of a bill on the desks of conservatives only a day or so before it was to be voted on? Remember Pelosi got to pass the bill to find out what's in it? Outrageous nonsense, the darkness that prevailed under Obama? Are you kidding me? Unemployment hit record highs. Along with welfare enrollment, they had to get rid of Carter's misery index because it was making Obama look bad, worse than Carter. Yeah, delivering us over to the power of the Chinese and Iran, promoting terrorist organizations. The Obama-Biden administration was the darkest, most corrupt in history. And we've yet to see it all, my friend. It included nightmares like Benghazi and Biden colluding with gangsters in Ukraine to defraud the Ukrainian government and the United States government. The diversion of millions of IMF dollars into the pockets of corrupt politicians. It included Biden using his position as VP to enrich himself and his family. These are the most wicked, darkened souls that have ever walked upon the carpet of the Oval Office. And Biden's promise? I will draw on the best of us and not the worst. Really? How about you start by denouncing the riots and the rioters and the wicked governors and mayors that are aiding and abetting the destruction of the lives and property of their citizens? How about you speak up for the best of us, our police officers that put their lives on the line for us every single day? You lie, sir. You know for a fact that most of our police officers are upstanding and outstanding men and women. You know that, sir. You are a lying individual. Remember that one? You lie, sir. Biden's a liar. That's why. I wonder how they like it when they get it thrown back at them. That's why there is fear in his eyes as he speaks. The Holy Ghost is pointing his finger at Biden's soul, reproving him for his lies. He knows he's in serious trouble. He knows his house of cards is about to collapse. When the American people get their chance to speak, he knows what's coming. We will choose hope over fear, he said. Facts over fiction. Fairness over privilege, quote unquote. Oh yeah, that's right. We will. We will choose Trump because Trump has already proved he can deliver on his promises, and that's hopeful. And he has already proved that he is for the little guy. He doesn't want to turn us into his slaves. He wants to elevate all of us. Yes, we will choose facts over fiction, Mr. We Love Truth More Than Facts. We will choose Trump because the facts are he has kept his promises. He has done nothing short of a miraculous job against all your efforts, Biden and company, to oppose him. And us, by the way. You want to destroy America. Trump loves America. You are a corrupt man. God curse you and expose you for what you are. That's why I see fear in your eyes. You know you're corrupt, and your sins will find you out. Listen to this evil man. Quote, I will work as hard for those who didn't support me as I will for those who did. What? This, he said, behind his fear-filled eyes, the same man who scolded a black man saying if he didn't support Biden, he wasn't black. And I mean scolded him. You say it's a moment that calls for hope, light, and love? Well, you ain't got it, man. You like having some of your own? You don't offer hope. You offer slavery. You don't offer light. You offer darkness. You don't offer love. You foment hatred. You encourage hatred for America, hatred for our way of life, hatred for our values, hatred for our history, for our founding. America isn't just a collection of clashing interests of red states or blue states, he said. Oh, really? Well, that's exactly what you and Obama and Pelosi and Schumer and Schiff and the rest of you devils have done to this country. Look at the blue states, will you, Mr. Biden? Just look at the blue states. That's where the hatred for America is fomented. That's where those who hate America are encouraged and aided and abetted and even allowed to destroy the property of Americans. And Biden laments the great crises, the pandemic, the economic crisis, the racial justice crisis, and climate change. Well, let's just take a moment and look at this pandemic. You are a joke, sir. In spite of all the efforts by the liars to stoke up the numbers, even, you know, manipulating them, and even the murdering governors who sent thousands of our elderly to their deaths by their wicked policy and refusing to use the help that Trump sent to them, damnable men and women who knowingly sent thousands of elderly patients to their deaths by their abuse of power. In spite of all the effort by Democrats to pump up the death count, and we know they've been doing that, we have evidence, and the case count, by the way, by almost every devious means imaginable, COVID pooped out on them. It just simply didn't cooperate, didn't prove to be the disaster they pretended it was. We always have to say, you know, it has killed people, and it is serious, and it is dangerous, and of course it is. Because if we don't add those caveats, the liars are going to jump on us and pound us with their character assaults and insults. You don't care about those that died. Well, Cuomo doesn't care about the thousands of elderly that died. And apparently, neither does Newsom or Whitmer. They don't care about the old folks they sent to die in nursing homes, unfit to receive them, as they were told. You Democrats have tried your best to use this COVID thing to destroy our liberties and our lives and our economy. Yeah, it's the Biden blue states that are suffering under this. Hey, 98.5% recovery rate. What is it about 98.5% recovery rate that you Biden blue state devils don't seem to be able to hear? As for your claim that we face some great racial justice crisis, what a bunch of bunk. You're a liar. The only racial crisis we face is from Biden blue state racists. One wicked white officer kills one doped up black man, and that justifies hundreds of black lives being ruined? Ruined! Destroyed? So many of it even being killed? Do you really think the American people don't see this? You've got to be kidding me. You don't think Americans are smart enough to figure out? They had it pretty good until you Biden blue state devils got hold of this China virus and used it to destroy the economy. We know who has what it takes to lead us out of this mess. The same one who led us out of the mess you made before. And it's sure not going to be you. Characters on the ballot? You got that right, Mr. Biden. You got that right, and it's all on Trump's part. He kept his word. He kept his promises. You, sir, are nothing but an empty suit. Shallow and sick. And I mean sick in your soul. You, Joe Biden, blame Trump for the 5 million infected with COVID? What? And the 170,000 who have died? You created this mess. You, Biden, blue state Democrats. You manufactured this mess. It falls on you. You're to blame. We know what you've been up to. You Biden blue state devils, you have been interfering with doctors prescribing a known safe treatment protocol that has proven very effective if used early in the treatment of COVID-19 or China virus. So how many of those 170,000 that have died would be alive today if you had not played politics with the lives of the American people? How many, Biden? How many did you kill? How do you like it, Mr. Biden? How do you like that? The 50 million jobs lost? Biden blue state devils contrived to use this phony emergency to virtually wipe out the middle class. But America, your turn is coming. In only a few months, you get your turn. Calling President Trump a president who blames others, unbelievable. I've heard of people being myopic, you know, with a blind side, but you, sir, you've got to be pathological. Obama did nothing but blame, along with you, during your time in the White House, blaming everyone else for whatever problem you created. And you're the same. You're cut out of the same cloth. Here you are whining about someone blaming others while you spent almost the entire speech virtually blaming Trump and his supporters, by the way. You're not kidding me. You're like those girls who recently attacked a 7-year-old little boy, took his Trump sign, tore it up, tried to steal his MAGA hat. Two grown ladies tormenting a 7-year-old kid. That's your party, Biden. That's your base. That's who you are. Look at yourself. The Biden blue state devils that allow wicked Marxists to destroy the property of your constituents, destroy businesses, kill black people just because they support Trump. You lousy, good-for-nothing, miscreant devils. God judge you. God deliver us from you. God stop you from stealing this election and then stealing our liberties. There, here you go. Quote, the president keeps telling us the virus is going to disappear, and quote. Well, you know what? A 98.5% death rate, dude. Or, no, what you're, man. You know what? SARS-1 keeps killing people. The flu keeps killing people. I guess you and Obama did a pretty lousy job because SARS-1 and the flu just keeps on killing people. We see right through you. I could see I'm not going to get through the rest of the speech. I'll pick it up later if it seems like it's still relevant. Here, this will work. Let's cycle back to the first segment material, the mask thing, shall I? There's no mask you can use, Mr. Biden, that will hide your lying eyes, your fear-filled lying eyes. Here you go. Biden makes one promise in his speech that I'm sure he will keep. Day one, he's going to order all Americans to wear masks. Yeah, he's going to make it mandatory. A national mandate to wear a mask. He calls it our patriotic duty. Friend, the day we allow a governor, a mayor, or a president to dictate to us that we have to wear a mask is the day you have shredded the Constitution, cast the Bill of Rights into the street, and stepped all over it. It's the day you have allowed the government to become God and take over your lives. As for taking the muzzle off your medical experts, how about you do that? How about that? That would be a good idea. How about we listen to the hundreds of medical experts that are being censored by your cohorts in the media and as much of the social media as you can gain control of, right? How about we hear from all the medical experts and not only the ones government picks and chooses? This is one of those shows where I simply don't have the time to get to all I'd like to get to and say all I'd like to say. I must conclude. I'm going to do it with this question. What are Democrats voting for in November? Well, here's a picture of what Democrats are voting for. Two ladies attack a 7-year-old kid for wearing a MAGA hat and holding a Trump 2020 sign. Those are the people we're up against. Tore up his sign, stole his hat. The mother attempts to intervene. A scuffle ensues. Here's a 12-year-old, Emily Haddock, brutally murdered by a gang of thugs who invaded her home and shot her multiple times. That's what you're voting for if you vote Democrat. You remember the 7-year-old that was shot point-blank range by an angry man a few weeks back? That's what you're voting for. You watch the videos of the thugs knocking old white ladies down in the streets? That's what you're voting for. You watch the videos of the rioters in Chicago, Seattle, New York, and Portland? Look close. You're going to see it's white and black Antifa and BLM radicals at work destroying our cities. That's what you're voting for. You notice that Seattle mayor, Miss Summer of Love, got all hot and angry and ready to call in the police when Antifa BLM radical thugs hit her house, and that Portland mayor Wheeler was all offended and astonished and indignant when Antifa BLM thugs threatened his street. And then lately, you watched as Lori Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago, who ordered police, by the way, earlier to raid churches holding services, but refused to send the police to help communities being ravaged by Antifa BLM radical Marxists. But when her street became a target, well, then she deployed a few hundred of Chicago's finest to protect her neighborhood. These are devils. My friends, this is the Democrat Party today. That's what Democrats are voting for. Give these people power over you. Are you out of your ever-loving mind? This is what they support with their vote. There's no way in any world that the Democrats win in this environment this November if the people are allowed to see the truth and efforts to steal the election by mail-in balloting is exposed and stopped. I'm going to address some of the stuff I didn't get to tonight during my comforting counsel for the present distress visit, Facebook Live, a live stream. And then on Sunday night, I'm going to address the question of whether being required to receive a government-mandated vaccine or be disallowed to buy or sell is in fact tantamount to receiving the mark of the beast. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. It's lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to godswar2020.com. If you want an archive of a whole bunch of brain massage shows, go to brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to godswar2020.com.